again.
I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round.
Oh, it's good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, August 2nd, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Don't have any guests today. I've just got, I've got a little bit of news, but got some things I want to share with you today. First, my announcements. Again, you know, if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, free of charge, no shipping, no anything, simply email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And as I said before, it's still summertime, folks. Invite your friends, neighbors, and relatives over for a barbecue. You know, sit down, watch a movie. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know your friends. It's imperative that you do so, and you do so now. As far as the other announcement, let's see. I've got I want to let everybody whoever is not aware, I want to make you aware that on the 12th of August at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, there is a special that is coming up on the History Channel with about 9/11. And we were hoping that this was going to be a balanced special. The gentleman that interviewed a number of other people for the he interviewed Dylan Avery and Jason Burmes and Alex and a few people. His name was Brad Davis, the producer. And it looks like it may be coming to light that this is indeed going to be yet another hit piece on the 9/11 situation, where they've announced that they've got the producer, or excuse me, the Popular Mechanics guy, James Miggs, coming on to debunk the 9/11 truthers, if you will, of which David Ray Griffin so eloquently has already debunked James Miggs. But at any rate, I wanted to make that announcement for you. Make sure you put it on your calendar, folks. And it's the 12th of August at 8 p.m. Central. You want to make sure you catch that. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I am going to actually visit friends, because I don't have a TV, but I'm going to go out and visit friends myself. And I'm going to make sure that I see it. And if I can't see it, I'm going to call some friends and ask them to at least record it so I can view it for myself and just see how badly that they slam dunk the 9/11 truth movement, because if they do, I'm going to ask that all of you just lambaste these people with emails to discredit them. Guest coming up tomorrow, second hour, I've got Dave Lindorf. Now, Dave, for those of you who don't know, is a journalist that has his own website. He wrote an article that I want to talk about a little bit Friday, and that is titled "Martial Law, the Threat is Real, and It's Lucky the Military is Breaking Down." We're going to go into that in a little detail the second hour tomorrow, and also we're going to touch on this Pat Tillman thing. I want to touch a little bit on it today, because that as well is a very important issue. Hopefully it's going to bring some things to light. I'm going to expound that on that a little bit today. But at any rate, moving on, I want to mention to you about, I think it's probably around the end of June, I was on the subject of the difference between a republic and a democracy, and I had a listener that called in. Her name was Linda. She called in, and she was telling me that she had a booklet and also a sheet that she was going to mail me. She mailed it to me, and I called her, and I was going to bring her up on the show, but her number was on a little snippet that I lost. When I get back from the break, I'll go into this detail. So stick with me. We'll be back in 3 months. It's American Awakening coming to you live. Be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And before the break, I was mentioning the subject came up about the difference, and this is about a month and a half ago or so. The subject came up on my show about the difference between a democracy and a republic. And I had a listener call in. Her name was Linda from Minnesota. I remember that. And she told me she was going to send me some documents along with a book, of which she did. She sent it to me. I received it a few weeks ago, and I called her. She had a little. She had her telephone number on a little stick'em note that was on this information, and I mentioned to her that to have her bone up on this, and I'd have her up on the show for a half hour or so and let her go through this with you. Unfortunately, for the life of me, I cannot find the snippet with her phone number. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go through this because it kind of ties in with my show today, and I want to mention to Linda. Linda, if you're listening, call in at 800-313-9443, and I'll put you up on the air. But, folks, look, before to preempt this, I want to ask you, is it just me? When I was growing up, when I went to school, and by the way, I have a reunion coming up next month, and I'm going to ask around at some of my old schoolmates, is it just me? When I went to school, I stood up with my classmates every day, 5 days a week, and I pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands. And now all I hear is that We live in a democracy. All of our political leaders are talking about democracy, and Bush says we're bringing democracy to Iraq, which is a total joke in itself. You all know that. Okay, but my question is, where did we draw the line? Where did we go from republic to democracy? And I'll tell you, I pull my hair out because every time I hear, and that's why I'm asking you, is it just me? Every time I hear that word democracy, and every time I'm out speaking with somebody, and the subject turns to our administration or this government or whatever, I hear them say, well, we live in a democracy. And it's being parroted. They're being conditioned to use the word democracy. So Linda sent me this official definition of democracy, and mostly for the benefit of my new listeners or for some of the listeners who really don't know the difference. I'm going to read this to you so we can make it crystal clear in all of our minds that what we're attempting to do here is we're attempting to reestablish our republic, our constitutional republic. And here's why. Now, let me read this to you. It says there are four facsimile section reproductions taken from a 156-page book officially compiled and issued by the U.S. War Department November 30th, 1928, setting forth the exact and truthful definitions of a democracy and a republic, explaining the difference between both. These definitions were published by the authority of the United States government and must be accepted as authentic in any court of proper jurisdiction. These precise and scholarly definitions of a democracy and a republic were carefully considered as a proper guide for U.S. soldiers and U.S. citizens by the Chief of Staff of the United States Army. Such definitions take precedence over any definition that may be found in the present commercial dictionaries, which have suffered periodical, quote, modification to please the powers in office. Now, shortly after the bank holiday in the 30s, remember back at the crash, hush-hush orders from the White House suddenly demanded that all copies of this book be withdrawn from the government printing office and the army posts to be suppressed and destroyed without explanation. This was the beginning of the complete red control of the government from within, not from without. Now, when I turn the page here, this is a training manual. Excuse me. It's a training manual on citizenship from the War Department, and the date on this is from Washington, November 30th, 1928. Now, under where it says citizenship, here's the definition of democracy. A democracy is a government of the masses. The authority derived through mass meeting or any form of direct expression. The results are mobocracy. In other words, the majority rules, okay? If the majority says it's so, then it's so. The attitude toward property is communistic, negating property rights. Attitude toward law is that the will of the majority shall regulate, whether it be based upon deliberation or governed by passion, prejudice, or impulse, without restraint or regard to consequences. The results are demagogism, license, agitation, discontent, and anarchy. Now, we're seeing that, okay? We've got a demagogue in the White House. We need a license to do anything. You know, I remember 30, 40 years ago, you didn't necessarily need a license to build a house. You didn't necessarily need a license to cut hair. There's so many things now. In order to do anything in our society, you now have to be licensed and regulated. And by the way, what you're doing when you get a license is you're giving up your constitutional right for a privilege. And that privilege can be revoked. It goes along with agitation, discontent, and eventually anarchy. Now, the difference between a democracy and a republic, which is what we're shooting for here, folks. A republic, the authority is derived through the election by the people of public officials best fitted to represent them. The attitude towards property is respect for laws and individual rights and a sensible economic procedure. The attitude toward law is the administration of justice in accord with fixed principles and established evidence with a strict regard to consequences. Now, I want to underline that. because what we're seeing in the court system right now is a total joke. It is a maritime law, and I went into that a little bit in one of my shows the other day, because we're really cattle. We are owned by the banking cartels, even on our birth certificates. On the back of your Social Security card, there's another number other than your Social Security card, which has been pledged to the banking cartel by this United States government as us for collateral. A greater number of citizens and extent of territory may be brought within its compass. A republic avoids the dangerous extreme of either tyranny or mobocracy. It results in statesmanship, liberty, reason, justice, contentment, and progress. It's the stand, or it should be the standard form of government throughout the world. Now, superiority to all other, an autocracy declares the divine right of kings. Its authority cannot be questioned. Its powers are arbitrarily or unjustly administered. Democracy is the direct rule of the people and has been repeatedly tried without success. Our constitutional fathers, familiar with the strength and weakness of both autocracy and democracy, with fixed principles definitely in mind, defined a representative republican form of government. They made a very marked distinction between a republic and a democracy, and said repeatedly and emphatically that they had founded a republic. Now, why democracies fail? And listen really, really close, because what I'd like for you guys to do in your ongoing efforts as you walk through the world, when you hear this term, democracy, point this out to these people. Point it out that this is not who we were. This is not what we want to be. What we want to do is we want to go back to being a constitutional republic. That is what our founding fathers set up. Now, let me read to you why democracies fail here. A democracy, and listen really closely to this, folks, because this is where we're going. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover they can vote themselves largesse out of the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that democracy always collapses over a loose fiscal policy, always to be followed by a dictatorship. Does that ring any bells, folks? Do you see where this is going? This democracy? And they've cloaked this term. They've cloaked fascism. They've cloaked communism with this term, democracy. And this is where we're going. It is a fraudulent term used, often by ignorant persons, but no less often by intellectual fakers. Well, we know who the ignorant persons are. That's the dumbed down, mind-numbed masses that simply parrot what... If they're a ditto head, they're parroting Rush Limbaugh, or they're parroting Sean Hannity, or Bill O'Reilly, or any of these other people that are telling them what to think. But no less by intellectual fakers. Well, we know a few of those, too. Bush, Cheney, Rice, Rumsfeld, to describe an infamous mixture of socialism, miscegeneration, graft, confiscation of property, we see that happening now, and denial of personal rights to individuals whose virtuous principles make them offensive. Well, there you have it, folks. That's on democracy, okay? The difference between a democracy and a republic. And I want to emphasize to you, when you're out, anytime that word comes up, because if you're anything like me, and I'd like to get input on this, because I'm telling you, you know, this is one of those things that really, really bother me when I hear that term used. It's like the N-word. That, for some reason, my being cringes at that word. I don't like the word. It's a slur. It's the same thing with democracy. And it's being parroted through the masses. They all believe it, and they believe it because they're being told what to believe by their favorite news journalist that is bought and paid for. Rush Limbaugh has a $285 million contract. I believe it's over a 10-year period, but he gets paid massive amounts of money to look good and lie to you and make it believable. Or not lie to you, I know you guys don't listen to him. But I'm talking about the masses. Anyway, we'll be back in three, and I'll continue with this a little bit. We're going to get into the United States Program for Peaceful Disarmament under the UN. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up here. Now, I had read to you the difference between Republican democracy, and as most of you out there, with the exception of maybe some of my new listeners, know, we're looking to get our constitutional republic back. And I've read to you the reasons why we do not want a democracy, and all of these wordsmithing things going around out here with these people saying democracy and the parroting of it by the dumbed-down masses is nothing more than propaganda. Now, I'm going to take it a little bit further. And again, I want to thank Linda from Minnesota. And if she is listening, she's welcome to call in and walk through this with me. She has also sent me the booklet, Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Now, this booklet was put out by the Department of State, and it was released September of 1961. And I'm not going to read through the whole book because it's quite lengthy, but I'm going to read to you a few paragraphs of the summary of this book, which is ultimately the disbanding of all national armed forces and prohibition of their reestablishment in any form whatsoever, other than those required to preserve internal order and for contributions to a United Nations peace force. the elimination from national arsenals of all armaments, including all weapons of mass destruction and the means of their delivery, other than those required for a United Nations peace force and for maintaining internal order. In other words, giving up all of our sovereignty, giving up all of our guns, folks, and turning it over to the UN. Boy, that in itself is a scary thought, is it not? The institution of effective means for the enforcement of international agreements, for the settlement of disputes, and for the maintenance of peace in accordance with the principles of the United Nations. The establishment and effective operation of an international disarmament organization within the framework of the United Nations to ensure compliance at all times with all disarmament obligations. Let me thumb through here because there's a lot of just rhetoric in here. I'm going to go to the third stage, because the first stage, they're talking about nuclear weapons, they're talking about weapons of mass destruction and so forth. During the third stage of the program, the states of the world, building on the experience and confidence gained in successfully implementing the measures of the first two stages, would take final steps towards a goal of the world in which states would retain only those forces, non-nuclear armaments, and establishment required for the purpose of maintaining internal order. They would also support and provide agreed manpower for a UN peace force. The UN peace force, equipped with agreed types and quantities of armaments, would be fully functioning. The manufacturer of armaments would be prohibited, except for those of agreed types and quantities to be used by the UN peace force and those required to maintain internal order. All other armaments would be destroyed or converted to peaceful purposes. The peacekeeping capabilities of the United Nations would be sufficiently strong, and the obligations of all states under such arrangements sufficiently far-reaching as to ensure peace and the just settlement of differences in a disarmed world. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute, folks. Imagine for a moment that you gave up your guns. We have nothing left to protect ourselves from this tyranny that's going on. That's basically our final resort. And talking about final resorts, I'm going to get into it in a little while. As you know, I've mentioned to you more than once, when I'm not on the air, obviously I listen to RBN, but I also do a lot of research. I watch a lot of YouTube and Google videos. I watch a lot of different people get ideas for future guests and so forth. And I've just kind of bone up on a lot of different material. And later on, I'm going to get into why it is that we do not want to give up our guns, number one. And number two, one of the final weapons that we have to defend ourselves and to fight back against this tyranny is a video camera. And I'm going to get into that in a little while, okay? But I wanted to mention, I mean, just I want you to think about the horrendous thought of living in a world, especially with the rules, regulations, laws, the executive orders with martial law, the presidential orders about seizing your property, the John Warner Defense Bill, the Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act. I mean, we're already living in a world where I would be scared to death to give up my guns. So how do we fight back? Well, we don't want to fight back with guns. That's maybe down the road. Hopefully that won't happen. But we do want to fight back with our cameras. Because right now they're implementing regulations and policies and laws in some states to outlaw video cameras, even for tourists. And why is that? Because they're scared. They want to video cam us. They want to put video cams up at red lights. They want to put them up in busy shopping districts. They want to put them up in all over in major cities. And they're saying that the large majority of the American public wants the cameras up to protect them. Well, I don't know about you. I'm not doing anything wrong, but I don't want a camera watching me every minute of the day because it's selective enforcement. You add that on the hate crimes legislation, okay? And take somebody that doesn't like you that wants to add a trumped-up charge to you. I mean, this is Orwellian. But getting back to what I was talking about before, they want to film us. They want to film everything we do, but they're trying to make it against the law for us to film them. There's something wrong with this equation here. We'll be back in 3. I'm going to take a break. Then I'm going to get into a couple of clips. Hopefully I can get them on here without feedback. I'll go into that in a second. But if not, I'm going to read them to you because it ties right in with this, folks. Be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
From Phoenix, Arizona. Now, the reason that I wanted to get into that, the difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy, is because I know if you're like me, you hear this all the time. It's propagandized to the mass, the public on the airwaves. You hear it in political speeches. You get into a one-on-one conversation with anybody, and they're proud to say they live in a democracy and in a free country and so forth. And as I said, I just cringe. And it just goes to show you the conditioning of people over time and what has happened to this society. So I have a clip, and some of you may have heard of it, some of you may not, but there's a classic clip in a television series that I don't watch because I don't watch TV. But I did take this snippet of a clip because it ties right in with what I'm talking about here and how the masses, these people that we get so frustrated with, are so dumbed down, and they're led by the nose, and they're told what to think by our mass media, which is nothing more than an entertainment mecca and spoons propaganda out by the truckload. So what I'm going to attempt to do here is I want to play this clip. It's James Spader in the courtroom in a Boston legal. And what he's doing is he's defending a lady for a tax crime. And I'm going to try to play that. I'm going to try to do this through my computer. If I get feedback, then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read the transcript of it. But first I'm going to try to play this clip offline or online here. So if you hear some feedback, then just pause for a second, because then I'll read the transcript. So here we go. Let's try this and see if it works here.
When the weapons of mass destruction thing turned out not to be true, I expected the American people to rise up. They didn't. Then, when the Abu Ghraib torture thing surfaced, and it was revealed that our government participated in rendition, a practice where we kidnap people and turn them over to regimes who specialize in torture, I was sure then the American people would be heard from. We stood mute. Then came the news that we jailed thousands of so-called terrorist suspects, locked them up without the right to a trial or even the right to confront their accusers. Certainly, we would never stand for that. We did. And now it's been discovered the executive branch has been conducting massive illegal domestic surveillance on its own citizens, you and me. And I at least consoled myself that finally, the American people will have had enough. Evidently, we haven't. In fact, if the people of this country have spoken the messages, we're okay with it all. Torture, warrantless search and seizures, illegal wiretappings, prison without a fair trial, or any trial, war on false pretenses. We as a citizenry are apparently not offended. There are no demonstrations on college campuses. In fact, there's no clear indication that young people even seem to notice. Well, Melissa Hughes noticed. Now, you might think, instead of withholding her taxes, she could have protested the old-fashioned way, made a placard and demonstrated at a presidential or vice presidential appearance. But we've lost the right to that as well. The Secret Service can now declare free speech zones to contain, control, and in effect, criminalize protest. Stop for a second and try to fathom that. At a presidential rally, parade, or appearance, if you have on a supportive t-shirt, you can be there. If you're wearing or carrying something in protest, you can be removed. This in the United States of America. This in the United States of America. Is Melissa Hughes the only one embarrassed?
Mr. Shaw, that's a chair for witnesses only.
Long speeches make me so tired sometimes.
Please get out of the chair.
Actually, I'm sick and tired.
Get out of the chair.
And what I'm most sick and tired of is how every time somebody disagrees with how the government is running things, he or she is labeled un-American.
Evidently, it's speech time.
And speech in this country is free, you hack. Free for me, free for you, free for Melissa Hughes to stand up to her government and say, stick it.
Objection.
I object to government abusing its power to squash the constitutional freedoms of its citizenry. And God forbid anybody challenge it. They're smeared as being a heretic. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American.
Mr. Shaw, unless you have anything new and fresh to say, please sit down. You've reached the decorum of my courtroom with all this hooting.
Last night, I went to bed with a book. Not as much fun as a 29-year-old, but the book contained a speech by Adlai Stevenson. The year was 1952. He said, the tragedy of our day is the climate of fear in which we live, and fear breeds repression. Too often, sinister threats to the Bill of Rights, to freedom of the mind, are concealed under the patriotic cloak of anti-communism. Today, it's the cloak of anti-terrorism. Stevenson also remarked, it's far easier to fight for principles than to live up to them. I know we are
all afraid. But the Bill of Rights, we have to live up to that. We simply must. That's all Melissa Hughes was trying to say. She was speaking for you. I would ask you now to go back to that room and speak for her.
All right. The reason I wanted to play that clip, folks, is because there was some very prophetic points that James Spader made about the condition, our condition, the condition of this society. And he said that when we found out there was no weapons of mass destruction, he thought sure that the American people would stand up. Well, you know what? We stood up, you guys, the awakened ones, and I equate all of us to Melissa Hughes, at least the ones that are totally awake. Now, there are some new listeners out there that don't yet know, maybe a little bit skeptical, and I would encourage you to do your research. But we're all Melissa Hughes out here. We're standing up. But are you standing up by sitting down? Are you standing up by knowing yet doing nothing? It's come to the time where we have to go beyond that. We have to stand up and we have to speak out. We have to tell our friends. We have to tell our neighbors, folks. We have to tell the people that we come in contact with what's really going on here. And remember, they didn't stand up at the weapons of mass destruction. We did. We were appalled with it. But then there was the Abu Ghraib scandal and the torture. Did they stand up then? No, they didn't stand up then. And when they didn't stand up, they basically said, okay, well, that's okay. All right. Then they started locking up suspected terrorists, shipping them off to Guantanamo Bay. Jose Padilla comes into mind. Then we've got to deal with the surveillance. And all of this has come to pass. But yet, the mind-numbed masses still haven't stood up because they're too busy being entertained. And I'm going to add to this. I'm going to add that lately, as of July 17th, now they have included seizing your property if you stand up and speak out against this war. I mean, it's literally in our faces, folks. It's in our faces. And what even adds insult to injury with this is not only is it in our faces, but they are laughing at us behind, not us, but they're not laughing at us because they know that we know. But they're laughing at the mind-numbed masses. They're laughing at the dumbed-down Americans, and they're congratulating each other on what a good job that they've done by keeping these people ignorant. And then, as far as we're concerned, they know that we know, and they're laughing at us as well because they've done such a good job of convincing the mind-numbed, dumbed-down American public that we can't wake them up. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, are you doing your part? Have you got a copy of Freedom to Fascism? Even if you have, or even if you've seen the movie 5 to 10 times, I don't care. I don't care. Take the initiative. Literally take the initiative to go out and invite a friend, neighbor, relative, somebody that you meet. If it's your next door neighbor, just take the initiative to go out and meet them. You know, it's like James Spader said, Adlai Stevenson in his speech said, fear breeds repression. Fear breeds repression. And what are they attempting to do to all of us? Now, I know it's not working on us because we know. But the mind-numbed masses of America, they don't know. Which brings me to the latest that they have put out. And this is on ABC News, folks, talking about fear-mongering. I'm going to read this to you. It says, a new Al-Qaeda propaganda ad headlined, wait for the big surprise, and feathering a digitally altered photograph of President George Bush and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf standing in front of a burning White House was posted on the internet today. The brief clip from the Al-Qaeda's Az Sahib propaganda arm juxtaposes the doctored photo of Bush and Musharraf along with previous seen images of Al-Qaeda's top leadership, Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zarqawi, and Adam Gadan. And by the way, for those of you who don't know who Adam Gadan is, excuse me, he's an American whose father is a dentist in San Diego, for crying out loud. I mean, can it get any worse? And see, they know this. They know this. They use this. They dumb down, and they put this out, and they put this over on the American people, and they laugh at them behind their back, and they're laughing at us because we can't wake them up. And I don't know about you guys, but this frustrates me. Let me continue here. Adam Gadan, as well as a photo of an SUV and a motorcade. There is no additional information provided in the ad, and it closes with the words, "Soon." God willing, written across the screen and repeated several times. Following the recent failed London-Glasgow terror plot, U.S. intelligence officials have been paying closer attention to the now frequent propaganda releases from Az Sahib, or Sahab, studying the videos for hidden clues or signals. Oh, please, give me a break. They're putting this together. They're regurgitating 5- and 6-year-old material and redistributing it, and the media is compliant. The media is playing along, right along with them and calling it new. It's only new because they reformatted it and put out the same garbage again. There's somebody in a think tank somewhere that's thinking this stuff up and turning around, putting it out there, talking, and now they're talking about 30 to 90 days. 30 to 90 days, there's going to be another terrorist attack. And we tried to warn you. We tried to warn you, okay? And we tried to pass the laws of protection, but you wouldn't listen. So they'll try to blame it on us as well. So, James Spader, getting back to him for a moment. All of this stuff has happened to us over the past 5 years. And the American public still has not woken up. And some of us have. And there's more of us waking up all the time. But I want you to ask yourselves the question, guys. Have you done your part? Have you done what Charles in Louisiana has done? Okay? Have you gone out? Have you distributed videos? Have you talked to people? Have you stood out in front of movie theaters? Charles has. I have. Many, many other people have. You know, and I give kudos to some of these guys that are right out there with a video camera, and they're in their face. They're in these politicians' face, and they're asking them direct questions, and they look like a deer caught in the headlights. Because we're exposing them, and these guys are putting it up on Google Video, and they're showing it to the world. But our job is to direct our friends, neighbors, and relatives to go and look. That's our job. And think about the multiplication factor. Think about the multiplication factor. If we just did that, if all of us just did that, 2 becomes 4 becomes 8 becomes 16 becomes 32, 64, and it multiplies. We could take this country back and make it a constitutional republic so fast it would make your head spin. But it's up to you guys to get off your seat and do it. Now, I was on John's show yesterday. We got some emails, really, really nasty emails. And I wanted to bring this up real quick because it ties in with this. I got some nasty emails from some listeners who were really frustrated that the archives were down. And they were talking about they're not going to listen anymore because the archives are down and they can't listen. Well, here's the thing, is that, you know, somebody somewhere has attacked the central computer system at the network, and it's going to take a couple of weeks to figure out, maybe 10 days hopefully, to figure out what's going on, what the problem really is. And until such time, the archives are down. Do they want them to be down? No, of course they don't. They want to provide the information to you. But I ask all of you who are upset about not getting into the archives, have some patience, because I want to remind you of something, that all of these paid pundits out there, and I'm talking about Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and Michelle Malkin and Laura Ingraham and so forth, these people are being paid extremely lucrative contracts to lie to you. Or to be gatekeepers. Now, most of you know that. I'm talking now to the new listeners here. They're being paid to lie to you. And the hosts on this network and other networks, we are doing this for the passion to get the truth out,
we're doing this for the passion because we don't want the government intruding in our lives. We're doing this for the passion that we want our children and our grandchildren to grow up in a society like we thought we were growing up in. That's why we do this. The network isn't paying us. The talk show hosts are on this network. Some of them have sponsors from other advertisers. Some of them promote books. Some of them promote tapes and so forth. But the point I want to make to you is that we take up our time to do this, to do the research and to bring the information out to you guys as well as we can, because we know it's valuable and we know it's important to you. It's important to us. We need to shed the light on these vermin, these cockroaches. We need to rip the curtain back from these people. But the point I want to make to you is we don't get paid to do this. Our income stream comes from other places. Our motives are not money. Our motives are truth. And sometimes, you know, we've had listeners that have sent emails or whatever and said, well, you know, I don't know. You know, one show says one thing, one says another. And I talked about this the other day. It's a belief system. I'm going to get into that in a few minutes when we get back. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll be back in three. I got another clip I'm going to play for you, and this one's with Sean Penn. But I'll be back in three. Stick with me. I've got more for you.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back.
back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was talking a bit about some of the emails that I get. I got a lot of emails from people who are very upset and disgusted, and really they're mad about the fact that our archives are down. And, as I mentioned, that it's outside of the control of the network. For a lot of you that don't know, there was 25% of the Internet went down across the world last week. There are certain websites with certain networks that are being hacked right now. I've got a guest coming up tomorrow, Dave Lindorf, that writes he's a journalist. He's got an article up on Rents.com right now. He's redesigning his own website because it was hacked last week. So please, folks, don't point a finger at RBN and say that it's RBN's fault. They're doing the best they can. And I want to speak for a moment about belief systems, because I've gotten emails from people that say, well, you know, I don't know if I want to listen to you anymore because, you know, Michael Collins Piper says one thing, and, you know, RBN is all about truth, and yet Michael Collins Piper has one view, or Greg Zizmansky has a different view. But understand, folks, that they're doing their best to bring their truth to you. It's their belief system, and it's their truth. Now, Greg Zizmansky is no longer with the network, okay? He believed that the Jesuits are behind everything. That could or may not be true, but that's his belief and that's his truth. So you can't take it for that. You have to do your own research. RBN is responsible with its host for bringing this information out to you, but ultimately it's up to you to search it out, find out what your truth is, because if you don't and you point a finger at RBN, is that no different than some of these mind-numbed Americans that are parroting what their favorite journalist has to say, or their favorite TV reporter, or Rush Limbaugh, one of the ditto heads that parrots exactly what Rush Limbaugh has to say, but yet they don't do their research? I'm suggesting to you, folks, that before you write some of these nasty emails into me or into the network, and by the way, I have no control over what happens at this network because I'm not a technical guy. I don't have any control of it. Okay, John's doing the best he can. John's looking, you know, he's working overtime trying to find the problem. But it takes time. However, I will say that in accordance with what I understand about this latest problem with the archives, is that if he would have let it run, whatever this virus is that has infected it would infect the rest of the computer systems, and you wouldn't be listening to me online right now. So please, Give us a little leeway, okay? And remember this, that the archives with RBN are free. It doesn't cost you anything to come in and listen to any of these previous shows. It doesn't cost you anything. If you go to another network and listen to their shows, they charge you for it. Now, on the subject of that, I got an email yesterday from one of my listeners who literally saved me from another listener who was really, really on my case about these archives. So for those of you who listen to the archives, or for those of you who know people that listen to the archives, I'm going to give you all an alternative source. As soon as I get back from the break, I want you to go get your pen, go get your paper, because I'm going to give you an alternative source where you can go in and access all of RBN's archives free of charge while we're going through this problem. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, second hour coming up, and I'm going to get more into the police state, some of these police brutality cases, and a little excerpt by Sean Penn. So we'll be back in 2. Stick with me.
A message for all.